Hey Tammuz, Sunday the 8th of July, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Sanctity of Speech.
Oh. Sanctity of Speech. It's a bit of a scary title. Can I just, before we start, can I plug tomorrow's Torah Week? It's Baruch Hashem. I actually have the schus to be bringing Rabbi Tzvi Bext to London today. I have to pick him up at the airport soon. And he's going to be speaking here tomorrow morning, and I would highly recommend hearing him and spreading the word that he's in town. He'll be speaking here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I'm the warm-up act. Good. But, yeah. Okay. Parashas Matos begins with the parasha regarding Nedorim. Ish ki nidor nedor la'ashem, bo yishov ha-shavu alesa ish al-nafshoi. Shvuos Nedorim. The pasuk finishes with the words Lo Yachel Devoroi. Lo Yachel Devoroi. And then it says Gechol Hayoytzim B'Piv Ya'aseh. So immediately we have a question. Lo Yachel Devoroi. The simple understanding of the words Lo Yachel Devoroi, as Rashi says. Rashi says Lo Yachel Devoroi. Kamoi Lo Yachalel Devoroi. It's like there's a lamed missing. Lo yechalel devoroi, meaning, he brings from the Sifri, lo yase devorov chulin. I think the Gemara also says that. Gemara Nedorim also has the same drasha. Lo yase devorov chulin. The meaning of the pasuk is that a person should not make his words chulin. Chulin is unholy. Let's not call it profane yet, because chulin for now is the opposite of kodshim, something that's kodosh, chol, chulin. Says the Sifse Chachomim on Rashi, Lo Yichal Devoroi. He points out that it's Shoshe Cholo, O Mishpoter Ho Lichdo Yichalil, and because of the Lamed, so it adds in an extra Shiva, when the Shiva falls away rather. But the Sifse Chachomim explains, O Pirish Lo Yizalzel Bedvorov, Kazilzul Acholim. That a person should not desecrate, should not treat lightly their words. Lo yachel devorah. And the simple understanding means that if a person makes a neder, or if a person takes an oath, makes a shavua, that lo yachel devorah, you shouldn't be mezalzel in those words. In other words, what you should keep to what you're saying. Right? If you promise to do something, you should follow it through. The problem is that the pasuk continues. And the pasuk says, "Kochol hayoytzim mipiv yase," that according to everything that comes out of his mouth, that he should fulfill. You just said that lo yachel devorah. We've already explained that if a person makes a neder, that they should not be mezalzel in those words, meaning they should fulfill the neder. So then, why does the pasuk need to continue and then say, "And everything that you said you were going to do, you're going to do"? Because lemaisa, that's included in lo yachel devorah. Unless you want to say that there's a lav and an asay, there's a loisa asay of breaking your neder, and there's an assay of fulfilling your neder. Maybe. But the chayyur, it seems superfluous. The pasuk that precedes this also is quite interesting. The parasha begins by Davi Moshe el Roshe Hamatos, which is where the name of the parasha comes from. It's a unique occasion where Moshe is addressing Roshe Hamatos. By Davi Moshe Roshe Hamatos Libnei Yisrael Leimor. This is the thing that Hashem has commanded. Ishki yidor neder. Two kashas. Zehadovo. This is it. Right? It's not referring to one of the Aseres Hadibros. It's not referring to one of the most chamurois. Zehadovo asher tziva Hashem. This is the matter that Hashem has commanded. Very rare. That the Torah introduces a mitzvah of Zehadova. Could you just say by Dame Moshe Rosh Hamatos, Libne Yisrael, Leimor, Ishki Yidor Neder? What's the Zehadova? As if this is such a critical issue. And also, what taka is the Inyan of El Rosh Hamatos? You never find this. Dame Dame Shem Moshe Vel Aaron, Aaron Vel Moshe, sometimes to the Zakanim, to Klal Yisrael. Could have just said by Dabe Hashem El Moshe Leimor Ish Ki Yidor Neder Hashem. No, What's this whole Vaidabe Moshe, Elosha Amatus, Bnei Yisrael, Lemur, Zehadova, Shetziva Hashem? And the whole parasha gets his name after the Matos as well. Because the parasha of Nedarim was given to the Roshei HaMatos. And, if there's time, Hagam, even though the order of the parashas that we're laying is lav dafka connected to the time of year, well, we lay from Bereshis to Bezos HaBrocha, starting with Sukkos, finishing Sukkos. Sukkos Torah. So, I mean, starting off Sukkos, finishing Sukkos Torah every year, and the parashas follow as they do. Once upon a time, it took them 3 years to finish the whole Torah. Nevertheless, the Sforim often connect the parasha that we're laying to the time of the year. It's not arbitrary, it's not random. There's got to be some connection between Parshas Matos and Ben Amsorin, the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, etc. What could the Kesha be between this parasha and this time of year? So let's take a look. First thing I'd like to do is look at these words, Lo Yachel Devoroi. Lo Yachel. So already you find the Rashi learns Lo Yachel is the Loshen of Yechalel, Chilul, and Sivsa Chachomim means Zilzul, right? So it's obviously a very negative, it has very negative connotation. Similarly, in the other Mephoshim, you look in the Sefundo, you look in the Ibn Ezra, they all have a similar Mahalach. It means not to profane one's words, or not to desecrate one's words. Chulin, Chilul. In the Rashbam, is a slightly different type. She understands it in terms of delaying your word. If you promise to do something, get on with it. Do it straight away. Don't hang around. Don't procrastinate. Lo yachel dvorim means do not procrastinate your words. If you've committed to do something, follow it through and do it immediately. But al kaponim, it might not sound as severe as a zilzul or a chilul, but it's still a very negative concept. Right? Lo yachel dvorim means don't delay your words. In the Gemara in Tainis punkt, Rashi learns lo yachel is a lotion of ignoring. It's a lotion of don't ignore your words. So it's even slightly lighter. In other words, if you've said something, pay attention to them. Right? Don't make out as if you haven't said what you've said. Right? Make sure that you take responsibility for the things that you said. And all of these taichin make sense because at the root of this word is cholol or chilul. And these are very negative terms. Right? We're talking about emptiness, we're talking about profanity. Choli and machlo, right, which is sickness, which is also related, it's also at the root, the shosh of these words is similar. Cheslamed, cholilo. When we say chas v'cholilo, we mean it shouldn't happen, right? It should be lacking, it should be empty. So in other words, the general explanation and understanding of this word that finds its shorish in cheslamid is one of great negativity, whether it's zilzul or it's chilul or it's cholol or it's machlo or it's choili or it's cholila. All of these terminologies point towards a negativity and a lack of responsibility, and therefore when the Torah says lo yachel devoroi, it means do not do these things, whether it means to delay or it means to profane or it means to ignore your word, right? It's a warning against undermining or desecrating the word that you have said. Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, and interestingly we find this in relation to Hatoros Nedarim, or Hatoros Nedarim more explicitly, which I'll show in a moment, we find that the term Ches Lamed actually has a very positive, must have a very positive meaning. The most obvious example of this is Vayechal Moshe, that which we lay on every tiny stucco. Vayechal Moshe, Spenei Hashem Elokov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, was Chal through Moshe. That means Chas v'Shalom, and Moshe was profaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, as Moshe Rabbeinu was b'machal al Hashem. V'ayichal Moshe es b'nei Hashem alikov. Moshe was b'machal al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachel Yisroel el Hashem. Ki im Hashem ha-chesed, b'har b'imoy fedus. Yachel Yisroel el Hashem. What does this mean? If this shoresh has all the negative meanings and interpretations associated with it. Ha'itochin, they could say that Klal Yisrael ha'yachil el Hashem, and that Moshe was yachil el Hashem. Some types by Yechal Moshe, one of them before Shem, but our posuk actually draws, I don't remember who now, draws the correspondence to yachil Yisrael el Hashem, a term of yearning, a term of connection, a term of tefillah. Chilu is one of the lashonos of tefillah. Actually, just remembering now, one of the 13, there's one list in Chazal that has a list of 10 lashonos of tefillah, and in another place in Chazal, I think it's more of a medrash, not of the Gemara, there are 13 lashonos of tefillah, 13, which is what Reb Shimshon Pinkas, the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tefillah, is based on. And one of those lashonos is chilui. Tefillah is the chilui, and the Raya is by Chal Moshe. So what's happening here? Sorry? Echila lo keil! Which begins the whole avoid noch of Yom Kippur. It says, Azoi. Lemaisa, all of these terminologies revolve around one central yisoid. Because chal as a shoresh is one thing. It's the shoresh of chilul, it's the shoresh of chilui. Two opposite meanings. But it also has a meaning unto itself. Chal, when something is chal, it means it's kayim. When something is chal, it means it is fulfilled. It reaches fruition. That's what chal means. The chalois of something is its manifestation. When a kinyan happens between two people, Reuben sells something to Shimon, right? So, Shas is replete with discussions as to at what point the kinyan was chal. When he leaves his rishus, when he enters his rishus, what kind was it? Mshichu, was Agbah? What are we doing here? Kedushin needs to be chal. Somebody sends a shliach with kesef kedushin, at what point? In other words, all the discussions are about the chaloiso inyan, which means that chal, really, unto itself, before it becomes a sherish, there are lots of other words, has a taitz unto itself. The taitz unto itself is the manifestation, the materialization, that's the word I've been looking for. The materialization of a process is called its chalois, it's called its chal. That's when something is chal. When something is chal, it means it's materialized. This also explains why we find that Sof Dovah Machshava Techilah, that the end product is related to its beginning, is because the beginning is its haschollah. The haschollah of a process, right, ends in its chalois, and it's only when it's chal at the end that there was really a haschollah. If there was no chalois, then there was no haschollah. And that's where we get the idea called haschollah is koshos. So how does it help us if we're going to get out to the discussion of Nedarim? So there's an amazing Gemara in Yuma. No, the Gemara is in Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says like this. Heta Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir, this is already in the Mishnah. Heta Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Ha'mashiyah Somchu. The concept of Hatoras Nedarim, as opposed to Haforas Nedarim, the Mishnah says was Porchim Ba'avir, was flying around in the air. It had no anchor, no base. Where do we have a concept of HaToros? Where does Bechlal, HaToros and Nedarim come from? Omer Avudu Mashmul, I Havoy Hosom. So Avudu says, Neim Shmuel, had I been there, Omenu, I would have said to them, Didi Adifu Miditchu, I've got a Mekor, it's better than your Mekor. Shenemar Lo Yachil Devoroi. You know the Mekor for HaToros and Nedarim? Lo yachil devoroi. Hu einu moichel, aval acherim moichel in loy. Pliya tumo. The Gemara is saying that the mekor for HaToras Nedarim itself is actually in the words lo yachil devoroi. Now, lo yachil means do not profane. How can that possibly mean HaToras Nedarim? HaToras Nedarim is the opposite. HaToras Nedarim is not the opposite of that. HaToras Nedarim makes it better. You're releasing him of his choyv. So in the Ramban, shtei dalton like this. That a person can fulfill his obligation of lo yachil devoroi by having it renounced by Beis Din. When Beis Din amatir is neder, that is how he is not yachil devoroi. Meaning, if we understand that chal is the chalos of the words, that means when the words take root and the words take shape and they materialize, then by annulling the neder, you're not allowing them to be chal. Dos devot. Lo yachal devori means don't allow your words to have a chalos. Don't allow them to materialize. As we taka say, the end of our Torah's Nadorim, the Lashon we use is that all of these Nadorim, lo yohin cholin klalu klal. My words should not be cholin, meaning they should not take root, they should not be materialized, they should not be concretized. They should be annulled, they should be dispelled. So the Taichin lo yachil is don't allow your words to be chal. Don't allow them to take shape. So, still not quite exactly 100% clear how we can join the two sides, the chil and the chilu together, but I found, brought down from in the B'Shem Da'ariz and the Kisvei Arizal, that he pulls it all together in one beautiful idea. Effectively, it means like this. When a person says something, when a person speaks, a person needs to understand that their words carry extreme significance and extreme weight. And words are not just, you know, immaterial sounds that sit on the air and then disappear. Devorim, as the word for word itself, implies is more real than reality itself. Devorim are more real than reality itself. Kiduah the Maharal, Dova Dova. Dova is an object, a physical, material, tangible object. Yet a Dova is a word. Most of the Shaykhs and Amai, the Torah is telling us that your Dova is a Dova. A person's word is a real thing. Zog Darizal, make sure that when you speak, that your words do not take on significance. In other words, you don't say serious words and take on serious commitments unless you know you can follow them through and unless you know you can take responsibility for them. So therefore the Torah is saying like this, lo yachel devoroi, don't allow your dovor to be chal, don't allow it to take shape unless kachol hayoytze mipiv yase. Unless you can follow it through, unless you can carry the responsibility for those words. But if not, don't say the words in the first place. Lo yachil devor, don't allow the words out, b'chlal. Which brings home the essential message that devorim are ruinous and they are enormously destructive. On the other hand, they could be the opposite. They could be enormously constructive. It's all about taking responsibility for the words. So whether the vot is that I'm being mezalzel in my words, like Rashi and the other Rishonim, or the vot is the opposite, it's a loshon of chilu, it's a loshon of ayichal, it's all revolving around the importance and the significance of the words that I'm saying. If I'm saying a negative word, that has significance. If I'm saying a positive word, that has significance. The devorim carry a serious weight to them. So if I misuse them, then it's a chilul. But if I use them in the correct way, then it's a vayichal moishe. Either way, they're both chal. And bein yovein, whichever one I'm looking at, it has to be together that this is a chalos, that this is a kechol hayotz mipiv yase. That once I've said it, it has to be kechol hayotz mipiv yase. Lemaisa, it would be enough to stop there, but the Arizal himself continues and says that it's not only the words that we say that carry such significance, but it's even the way that we say them. He writes there that the manner of a person's speech can determine whether those words are going to become a kategor or a sanegor. And maybe you find, for example, the Gemara in Yuma that learns on the pasuk of Dibar Tobom, that even that senseless talk is actually a transgression of the Dibar Tobom. The Torah says, the Dibar Tobom, we should speak in them, L'chorah means divrei Torah, but he learns from there, but the Gemara learns from there, that okay, if a person's not speaking Torah, they're stum talking, stum devorim, right, football scores. Yeah. You think it should be the worst thing, and has to be careful. Because Gemara says devorim betelim is a contravention of the concept of the dibar tabot. I haven't said anything wrong, I won't be machalal my dovor. The chorid of what is that what's happening is that a person is not appreciating the fact that every word that he says has value. Ishlefi mahaloloi. Possibly. Possibly says ishlefi mahaloloi, a person can be, well, there's two taishan, but it means you can tell a person by what he praises. By what he praises. There's two pshatim. One is you can tell the quality of a person by how much people praise him, by what people say about him, and also vice versa, you can tell the quality of a person by what he praises, by what he puts up on a pedestal, what he gets excited about. Is it a Teres and Tosfos? Is it a Deher and the Rambam? Right? Or is it England, Sweden? What lights up their eyes? What makes a person's heart race? Yeah, you can tell a lot about a person. Ah, well, the Tumul Arai. On Shabbos noch! I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. The man said, when we were in school, just for the record, we were told it should be the worst thing. I think that's 20, about 30 years ago. Yeah. We were told it should be the worst thing. Listen, we've got much bigger fish to fry. Let them have their innocent fun. Absolutely. But not on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. In Shabbos. Well, Chagiga says on the Pesukim, Magid lo odem asichoi. Says the Gemara that a person will be plagued back in Olam HaEmes, afilu sichoi yeseiro magidim loy b'yoyim adin. Even the standard chit-chat around the coffee machine will be played back on a record. With USB or Bluetooth or whatever they're using up there at Norton. All their words will be played out. Everyone's going to hear. Stam the Werther. I remember I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was eating by an Oden Godel Friday night. Sula Boch was invited there Friday night, and towards the end of the Suda, there's a knock at the door, and somebody came in and he pulled up a chair at the table and he sat there. Didn't look anything particularly extraordinary. Looked like a nice Frommied. He sits at the table. Not a word. Just sat there. For about an hour. During that hour, I think maybe a few words, a handful of words was exchanged between this guest and the host. And after an hour, he got up and left. So I said, what's it us? He said to me, nervous. Every word is gecheshmen, ibe gecheshmen. Otum goldem oi. The person's name, by the way, everyone's saying, who was this person that came in? His name was Harav Sholem Srebrenik. Or Shalom Srebrenik. Anyone know who that is? One of the founders of Arachim. One of the founders of Arachim in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom Srebrenik. And Odom Nister. Apparently, Ezot can vote Vertanish. He doesn't say what you could. Maybe we have a Tosefta in Nedarim. Now, when the whole parasha in Nedarim is not just talking about Nedarim, the Chazal tell us it's not just Nedarim that the Lo Yachel Devorah applies to. It applies to all the words that we say. So, maybe Eshem can touch on the pasuk. First of all, we can understand why it says Lo Yachel Devorah Kol Hayisim Mipim Biaseh, because Lo Yachel Devorah, the Kol Hayisim Mipim Biaseh is the contingent, is the condition, is the what's the word caveat. To Lo Yachel Devorah. Lo Yachel Devorah, do not undermine your words. Right? Do not allow them to take on substance unless Kechol HaYosmim Piviyaseh. This can also explain why it says Zeh HaDovor Asher Tzivo Hashem, I think. Zeh HaDovor. And I think maybe that the inin of Matos, the word Matos, which means tribes, right? The matzahs with the shvatim. Also means something else, and I haven't seen this, but I'm borrowing it from another Maharal on the Loshen Mate. Moshe Rabbeinu had a mate. A mate means a stick. But there the Maharal explains that mate means lahatos. Lahatos means to guide, means to move. Lahatos min aderech, as we found in Pashas, Bolak. Lintos, yominus moyon. So Efshim Kenzogun, that the job of the mate, the Rosh HaMatos, was to steer Klal Yisrael in a certain direction, to guide them. How does a person guide? Mitvos guidman. Is it just with the stick? Avadanisht. Adarabba. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe eventually put the stick down. With words. With words. There was a fool who once said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words cannot harm me. The most stupid thing anyone's ever said. Alle wissen doch, that words build and destroy. More than anything else. I remember Rabbi Avishulman saying, that the Second World War was a war of words. You had a Meshuggah in Berlin, Dalton, screaming his head off. Never had to hear his words in Auschwitz last week. And you had here in London, right, whatever, you're drunk, people can knock him for all they want. The Meiser, Adrosche, Kenta Wegling. We were fighting them in the beach, on the beaches. Right? The Heine was a war of words. The rest was our room and our room. People get led by words. So, the Teire, Vaidabe Moshe Roshe Hamatois. You are the leaders. Zos Devisen, Zehadova. This is the object. This is the matter. This is the substance that you should know. Lo Yachel Devoroi. Careful with your word. Your words have real substance. And if you're going to say something, understand that Kechola Yoitze Mipiv Yase. Als was kumt a Reus von Moel daf me Oiptin. And if not, that's the chilul. That's the biggest zilzul that Rashi's talking about. What's the shaykhus to this time of year? I think it's the Dovah Poshet. Mevesen doch, the Tisha B'Av is the anniversary, not just of the destruction of Yerushalayim, but the Meraglim. And we know that the Meraglim, their entire chet, was one of words, Devorim. And we know that the words that they said created that reality. Created reality. Eretz Yisrael is not good enough? Okay. So how could we see that when they saw themselves as Chagovim, they were Taka Chagovim? The way that you see something and the way that you express it in word creates that reality. This was their terrible sin. And the Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed through Lashon Hara. Same thing. People say, Lashon Hara. It's one of the hardest things to deal with. So easy to throw out a word. Because it just goes. You punch someone in the face, you see a bruise. But you speak Lashon Hara about them, but the Maisa, the damage is much greater. Yitzchak Cohen famously says, I've got to finish. Yitzchak Cohen famously says that the first time you find a concept or a word in the Torah, that is its meaning. Yadua. Where's the first neder in the Torah? Yaakov Avinu. Vayidro Yaakov neder leimor. Yaakov is all pair. Yaakov is all pair. HaKol Kol Yaakov. We live off the Kol of Yaakov. Kol Torah, Kol Tefillah. And Yaakov, of course, represents the Beis HaMikdash. Avram Kroi Ha, Yisrael Kroi Sodeh, Yaakov Kroi Bais, Ein Zekim Beis Elukim Zeh Shar HaShomayim. Yaakov represents the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash thrives on pair, thrives on the Kol Kol Yaakov. And so Yaakov, who takes that neder, Vayidah Yaakov neder, is one who represents Devorim that are Devorim in the way that they're supposed to be Devorim. He is the ultimate Kechol HaYoyis Mipiv Yaseh. We happen to also know that the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokem HaChibur of Beis HaMikdash Milamato, Beis HaMikdash Milamalo. In Maharal, for the third time, it says that Dibur is also the Kesher between the higher worlds and the lower worlds. Every person is comprised of a higher world in his mind, his neshome, his moyach, and a lower world, which is his guf. Dibur emanates from the place of Chibur between the two. This is Yaakov Avinu. Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, Beis HaMikdash Shalmato. So it's no wonder that when the Loshen is being misused or abused through Devorim Asurim, and in particular Loshen Hora, that Beis HaMikdash can't survive. Maybe we can say that Parshas Matos comes around every year in preparation for Tisha B'Av to help us recognize the significance and the weight of the words that we use, and to understand Lo Yachel Devoroi, and to understand Kechol HaYosim Piv Yaseh, which effectively means, according to what we learn from the Arizal, that a person needs to take responsibility for the words that they say, understand that they carry weight, understand that they carry significance. Of Ezer Hashem, we can turn them from Devorim, which are a loshon of Chilul and Cholol and Cholilo and Machlo, into terms of Vayachel, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem, Vayachal Moshe Yisrael El Hashem.